The squeal tells you it's Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 FM Freedom, and KPYG 94.9 FM Cayucas, California.
Well, he pulled it off. Jimmy Carter is on his way back to Boston with a fellow named Gomes, who is a teacher from that area who crossed into North Korea, apparently from China. No explanation of the original incident at all, nor is there any focus on the fact that Kim Jong-il, the president of North Korea, was not in the country for Jimmy Carter to come fly in, retrieve his prisoner, and fly back out. That was a diplomatic stiff that will not be forgotten easily. Speaking of, Governor Bill Richardson is down in Havana, where he is meeting with various people on various issues of American policy, etc., I'm sure. But he also is down there to retrieve what is referred to as an American contractor imprisoned in Cuba on charges of spying, etc. No word on the details of that. You notice you don't get a lot of details on these stories anymore. However, it is possible to make it as a spy. Remember the flashy little young lady who was part of that spy network for the Russians that got rolled up and sent home again? She just surfaced as a centerfold in a magazine. Yes, spying just isn't what it used to be. Remember those recalled eggs? 500 million of them? Don't worry. You'll eat them anyway. They're going to be cooked. A lot of them are going to be cracked, cooked, processed into mayonnaise, salad dressings, and various other elements of the food processing industry that can use those eggs once they're cooked and the salmonella is eliminated. Makes sense. Just the whole story is a little bit weird. 500 million eggs from 2 ranches? Good grief. A top aide to Hamid Karzai has been caught with 230,000 pounds of heroin, which is a pretty stiff stash if you're a user. The president of Afghanistan then intervened and had him released. Now it turns out that this all happened a couple of months ago. Now it turns out that the man released by the Karzai government and a close associate of the president is actually on the CIA's payroll. No details there on exactly what he was being paid for either, but the generalized corruption in the situation in Afghanistan is now causing a major change in strategy, which we'll discuss at a later point. More rain in Pakistan's 4 western provinces. The Indus River is totally out of its banks, and in fact, its banks are gone. The levees and agricultural ditches, etc., all wiped out in these floods, and more is coming for the next 2 or 3 days. It will be raining. Pakistan has ordered another 500,000 people out of their homes in expectation of the flood dangers. Here in California, Governor Schwarzenegger met with the top legislative leaders from both parties yesterday for about an hour, and they talked, of course, about the budget and the situation as it presently stands. Still no progress, and the state of California will have to go to paid IOUs sometime. And, well, I guess the last paycheck of September is safe, but once that October deadline rolls around, it's gone. Speaking of which, you know, they're talking about firing teachers. San Jose just fired a bunch of firemen and things like that. The state of California, under Governor Schwarzenegger's budget, is proposing to spend $62 million to create a new death row for the prison system in the Golden State. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Friday. Stay tuned.
Jump in your car, do-si-do, turn the key and off you go. Make your way to the interstate, pedal to the metal now, don't be late. Slowpoke rides in the high-speed lane, pass him on the inside, call him names. Big white truck with the four ways on, fiddle in the middle and then you're gone. radar detector is starting to flip. Smokey Bear sitting in the median strip. Alligator left behind that truck. Smokey didn't catch it, now you're in luck. Pulling to work, you're right on time. Check your watch, you're doing fine. You survive the commute, so then turn around at five and do it again.